many of the terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
The first thing I want to talk about is Zach was nice enough to wax the purple Lambo today, and there's fucking mold in the doors. Thanks to Exotic Customs. Fucking Christ.
Man.
What happened? Not get in and out of the car.
Sucks to have a Lamborghini.
It's like deadly mold.
Dude, it's like
asbestos.
It's like you can measure it in thickness. It's pretty nasty. It's like thick bacon just all over the bottom of your door. It's gross.
It's worstest.
We saw that a few
Dude,
months ago.
Dude, he put those doors on, charged me $9,000, and he treated it like a fucking go-kart. It's a $250,000 car, and he gave me the shittiest, crappiest suicide doors. It's like for a go-kart.
I told you, when he was putting them on, I was over there, and he had, like, a razor blade cutting off just, like, bits of rubber from, like, where your window goes up. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, well, they're not lining up the right way. I was like, so you just take a razor blade to a Lamborghini? Like, what the fuck are you doing?
He sucks.
So I open up the passenger door. I don't know. Because Bam paid him $9,000 to those doors.
Does he do a shitty job on everybody's car?
Dude, what a jip-off rip-off. That's so much money for crappy
money.
Doors.
Dude, like, it's horrible.
Remember, how does mold get in there, though, dude?
It is not sealed. The whole fucking door is messed up, so it's not sealed, so there's water. So it's all rusted and moldy.
Yeah, and like, everybody thinks I'm a gentleman because I have to let Missy in and out of the fucking car, but really, like, she doesn't have enough elbow grease to lift it up herself.
It's like,
because the doors are a piece of shit.
I actually don't mind that part, though, because I think it's cute.
Well,
like,
yeah,
he'll
it's
put
like
me in the car
for chivalry.
And he gets me out of the
car. I had to do it with Chad one time, too. Looks like we're on a bromantic mandate.
Do That's what?
So cute.
When we were driving in the purple Lambo, I had to let you in and out, and people were like, fucking bags.
No, or they just thought, they must have thought I was really important. You were my driver.
Well, that car is so cool until you have to get out of it.
Yeah.
Then it just sounds like an old LeBaron.
Yeah, and it, like, creaks and stuff.
It's so bad.
I keep meaning that I'm going to put, like, WD-40 on it, but I always forget.
Moldy Lambo.
God, and they're all rusty too. You saw it?
Yeah, it's Snyder, man. That's the Mike Snyder special.
It's full blown heart. It's haggard, dude.
Can we do anything about it?
Yeah, pay $9,000 to put them back to normal, which would piss me off.
No,
even
it
more.
Can't happen because he chopped off parts of the door that you would need to have it normal. Literally.
Awesome.
So we couldn't even put it back if we wanted to?
No, you're fucked.
Can't we sew them?
You're still fucked because you're going to pay more money
than
all of it to sue him. And then even if you win, he's not going to pay you.
What a bastard.
God damn it, dude.
Dude, your car is, it's like a beater Lamborghini.
Even though it's like over a year ago, more than that, it's been like 2 years. Like, I officially feel ripped off right now.
Yeah, he's an asshole, man. What, remember the go-kart he did?
The golf cart? Yeah. What was up with that? How much did that cost? That was done.
You guys
wasn't
paid
it?
Him a lot, man. That was like, I think
well, MTV paid
him.
That, yeah.
But he got paid a lot to do that. But he did a better job on that than he did on the Lambo.
That's ridiculous.
So I just got this. I got this random text today from an 818 number, and I have no clue who it is, but it's pretty funny. It just says, "Fucking women, boob jobs, nose jobs, tummy tucks, Botox, pierced nipples, tattoos, bikini wax, and the bitch won't take it up the ass because it hurts." That's what I got sent today.
I forwarded that to all my girlfriends, and they think it's funny.
I have no clue who it is either.
Are you gonna text them back?
I just wrote back, ha 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 ha. How about that meeting that I thought we were going to see Michelle from Emoda, and it totally wasn't?
I know.
So I went to Jasmine Thai Restaurant, had no clue who I was meeting, did a 1 hour interview, and I still didn't know, and then finally I figured out it was Mainline Today.
Like, we were literally at the restaurant at the table, not even knowing who to look for. To wave over to us because we had no idea who we were meeting. Man, woman.
How'd I get set up?
Huh?
Did you have a first name?
I didn't, dude, I didn't even know. I seriously walked into the restaurant and I just stood there like hoping to get recognized, and then finally some lady came up and said, "Hi, nice to meet you." And
did
I said,
"Did you get the name though?"
I still don't remember.
It was Dawn.
Dawn.
Yeah, and it was with Mainline Today. It went really good.
Well, did you get a meal of food there?
I got a meal of food.
Oh.
Yeah, and two bottles of red wine. Then I went back and tried
to
skate.
Used to be Rex's.
Oh, dude, I look, it's like a nice Thai restaurant, and all I can picture is like, all right, my ex-girlfriend peed over there. I barfed the over there. Yeah. Hoof spent the night over there because he got locked in. Oh. Like, man, that place was minging, dude.
It
they
was.
Really fixed it up good, though.
Yeah, I know. And then I drank the two bottles of red wine. I came back to the house to try to skate, and I tried to back lip right off the bat, and I fell on my ass so hard that I, like, shit. And I had to run up to the house and, like, like I fell on my ass so hard that I had to shit. And then I was telling Ryan Cabrera that because he was playing at the Note. And then he said that he just went golfing the other day and he did a full swing and, like, shit his pants. And I said, a lot or a little? And he was like, a lot.
And he wasn't even embarrassed to share that story with, like, five strangers Don't that play. He shit his pants playing golf.
And I told him, I was like, yeah, man, I've been in L.A. and I've been to a lot of parties that I saw you at, but we never really introduced ourselves. And he's like, oh, no, we talked the night of the Jessica Simpson thing. I was like, oh, well, I don't really remember that night too much. He's like, yeah, me neither. But apparently I talked to him the whole time and I don't remember at all.
You also made fun of him.
Yeah, I did. I wonder if he knew because it was in Us Weekly or something, and he had like this really crappy hairdo, and then they showed him with a really nice hairdo, like he just got out of like the hair salon, and I was like, he still looks the same. Like they're saying how crappy he looked, and now how good he looks, and I'm like, he looks the fucking same, only has a nice hairdo. And I told everybody to sign online and take a look because I was posting it on the internet, and. I wonder if he knew that.
I don't know.
You
Word
said
travels,
same fat dude is what you said.
I mean, Lance Bass found out about the garage.
But he was a nice dude, so I don't want to say anything rude anymore. You know, dude, I'm friends with like so many like Good Charlotte, for instance, and like Linkin Park and all these bands, and you know, I don't necessarily listen to their music, but they are cool dudes. Like some 41 guys, they just played. I missed that. You don't care because you're in CKY and the album just came out and we might have to listen to a new song. Are you thinking A1 Roller Rager or Boardwalk Body?
That's a tough call.
Well, what did we just shoot a video for?
A1 Roller Rager, and we actually have the A1 Rotor Rooter right here.
Yeah. A number one.
Dacasa was, you played A number one in the video for the CKY song. But what did you feel?
I felt like I lived the A1 Roller Rager lifestyle.
A1 Roller Rager.
I feel like you definitely became the guy. Yeah. Are you still the guy?
You know, as long as I can hear that song, I feel I'm there. But if I try to do normal things throughout the day, it doesn't really fit in, you know. But I still wear the outfit. I mean, I still have the jacket and the tight white jeans.
You can be that guy.
I'm thinking about it. I mean, as long as roller skates are accepted throughout, you know, most public places, then I think there won't ever be a problem.
You're missing the message. Just stay in the lead.
If you want to be in the lead, you get in front of me.
It's basically what it's about. So, you want to hear the song?
When's this video going to be available to watch?
Yeah, you're telling me. Didn't you direct it? Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I think it'll be out any time soon. Like, in a couple days, probably.
I'm happy with it. I like the green screen shit, too.
I was hoping you'd like it, dude. Did you
chat? I do. I think it's fucking hilarious.
Does Darren like it?
It's the only video... It's the only song on the record that we could have done... like with any bit of comedy, it seems, you know?
Is what I want to know is why is it that you're in a fucking band and you don't even have the singer's phone number and neither does Jess?
You don't have a phone.
Darren has not had a cell phone ever in his life.
I'm like trying to call Darren to find out if he likes the video, and you're like, I don't have his number. And I call Jess. I'm like, Jess, let me get Darren's number. He's like, I don't have his number.
He doesn't have a number.
How the fuck do you get a hold of him?
You gotta email him.
That's Boulder Dash. Well, let's send Darren an email then about this song and tell him what you think.
Yeah.
This is A1 Roller Rager off the new CKY album, Carver City. Fuck yes, Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. Looks like I give a fuck.
Holy Lord, I got a boner.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Bam.
Turn it up, Faction.
I'm here with the A1 Roto-Rooter.
Wow. What a wonderful...
Maddie J, Chad I. Ginsburg, Missy, Zach, and Mike Nappy, who, actually, to be perfectly honest, he was out front of Fenarios. He had his guitar, and he was like, hey, man, can I play you a song? I'm like... I was actually thinking, oh no, what if it sucks? I gotta bullshit this guy into telling him that it's A-okay. But I really liked it a lot, and that's why he's here on this radio show.
That's really cool.
And I think it might be time for you to play that. What do you say?
Whenever you want, man. I'll do it right now.
Hey, man, I got connections.
Look at that. Just walking the streets.
Walking the streets.
Friends.
Taking a chance.
All right. How long you been playing for?
Well, I started playing music when I was three.
Three?
So that's, and I'll be 23 soon. It's 20 years.
Matt, go Mike.
Plus, Missy said he's handsome.
With great teeth.
We'll go for
handsome with great teeth.
Nice teeth.
He does have nice teeth.
He does.
I know, that's what she said. She said handsome with nice teeth.
Look at his teeth.
Everyone, look at his teeth.
Getting all gay over here.
I'm nervous.
All right.
Oh, yeah. So what's this song called?
This song is called The Good Old Days. It's one I played for you. And in a really super quick nutshell, think of, like, taking universal concepts everyone can relate to, and it's actually directly about, like, my dad and his West Philly Italian lifestyle growing up.
And actually, you're doing on Tuesday nights at the Note.
Monday
night, sorry.
It's all right.
Was it local?
Open mics, yeah. Anyone can come up and play, sign up.
Oh.
So it's actually becoming really cool, man. A lot of people are networking. And
man, I need to get the Brandywine Eel down there. He's good at that.
This is a talent show?
Yes.
This is Bam's new...
This is a talent show.
New, is this a new concept for the show?
You got a CD out? You have a MySpace?
I have a MySpace. It's a
talent corner. I
can
it.
I plug it? Is that cool?
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
MySpace.com/MikeNappyRocks. And it's Nappy, not with a K. N-A-P-P-I. And I don't have a CD out, but I did bring some, like, fun Friday demos for you guys.
Right on.
But with no further ado, this one's called The Good Old Days.
This is Talent Corner on Radio Bam. Here's 20.
Amongst my words, abstract lips heard about the ways that I'm fiending. Everything is turning green in my mind. And jaws springs up and grows oars. Halls will float along the riverside quite compassionately. I know it's not what you imagine. Having struggled in the 50s, 60s realm and steady building what you got left to take the rest from you. And all you've been neglected to with welcome signs to get you through everything to help you through. One more time, one more rhyme's enough to keep you going. Proving promises you know I made a year ago. Here we are, I feel fine's enough to keep me going. Knowing everything gone and I'ma make it through. Wanna go back to the good old days. By the lakeside, some I see your eyes looking in the skies. Catch a glimpse of the blimps in the summer skies. Tell me all your melodies and your memories. Dog days hanging on the corner. Everybody debated and talking about what you hated and how you disagree with what your parents just stated. And then I, we trapped to inform or inform, to inform or inform of a die situation. Hate what I'm stating, but you know you can relate. And it's all for you, and it's all for you. Wanna go back to the good old days. By the lakeside, some ice cream on your face. On your face. I wanna go back to the good old days. By the lakeside, sun ice cream on your face. I wanna go back to the good old days. By the bedside, sometimes stress on your.
Yeah, man. You like that A1 Rotary?
I liked it. I like this talent corner.
Thank you.
Talent corner, Mike Nappy, ladies and gentlemen. So you're going to be at the Note on Monday?
This Monday.
I'll be there. I'm going to go.
You better go, A1 Roto-Rooter.
That's fucking awesome, man.
Appreciate it very much.
Damn it.
Yeah, thank you for this, man. It's very reassuring.
See, I was impressed, dude. Like,
it's very
I really had no idea what to expect when you pulled out the guitar, and I was like, uh-oh, man. Like, I really...
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Imagine what I was thinking, man.
It was an acoustic guitar. I knew what to expect.
And you know what?
Well, that's the thing. Like, I have a lot of stuff that isn't that. Right now, what I'm doing...
You have a lot of stuff that isn't that...
I find myself singing that song in the car, too, which is weird. That means that I like it, right?
Or you want to go back to the good old days.
Maybe I do. Yeah. Maybe I do.
I was singing it the other
day. Did I catch an ice cream in there?
You
on
did.
Your face.
On your face.
See, right on your fucking face.
That's why I wrote that. I had my appendix out not too long ago, and like
that happened
signs
to me too.
Stress on your face. That was like my dad next to me. And ice cream on your face, it was like when he was next to me when I was a kid. I was like, all crazy stuff.
Ice.
Man.
It's pretty deep, dude. Nice.
Deep, dude.
Hey, me want to go back to the CKY song.
Where you live?
Westchester.
Oh, Westchester.
In a little shoebox.
There is a CKY record coming out tomorrow.
I know.
Is it out tomorrow?
I mean, forgive me for saying. I rarely talk about CKY, you know. I just want to tell you guys that the new album is totally coming out tomorrow.
Awesome.
It's everywhere, dude.
And everywhere?
We like it a lot, and we're going on tour and everything.
It's already on the on the iTunes in bars.
To what, dude?
That's what Red Mohawk Jeff said. He said he was playing it.
Make sure everybody fucking put that shit on, dude.
He said he was playing Boardwalk Boondock.
We're proud of it.
It's a really sweet album.
Great.
So, I didn't want to cut you off, but I did.
No, it's quite all right. Are you stoked or what? You gotta be so excited.
About your song? Or
No, you.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I've been excited for way too long, dude.
I'm sure.
Well, 4 years of nonstop mixing and recording, right? 4 years? No? Well, sort of. Well, you got into a fight and didn't talk for a year.
Yeah, about two and a half years of recording this record.
Can't believe you don't even know Darren's fucking phone number.
He doesn't have
it's
one.
Ridiculous. That's absurd.
He doesn't do phones.
So let's talk real quick about
I
don't do phones.
Chad, there's a special edition, though?
There is a special edition of the record that has four more songs than the one that doesn't.
Is it like secret tracks?
They're secret.
Do I have to like go all the way to the one end track and then like wait 4 minutes of silence and then it comes on? No.
There's a sound in between that's made for the concept, basically.
Nice.
Remember on the tour bus, on the CKY bus, Darren wanted a cola, and we gave him a cola in a can. And he goes, "I only do fountain sodas."
It is true.
I do fountain cola.
Dude, Darren loves fountain soda, man.
And he's like really strict about it.
When he's at the studio, I clean up fucking like 44 ounce, 64 ounce. Empty fucking suck to the fucking bottom. empty diet Pepsi fountain soda shits from Wawa.
Yeah, he used to get two
that,
at a time.
He's got to drink that and an energy drink at the same time.
I do fountain sodas.
He gets a Monster and a Diet Pepsi fountain. And drinks them at the same time.
Isn't he strict about his energy drinks too? Like, he's really critical about which ones are good and which ones aren't.
That's his new trick, man. Energy drinks. You know, he had some trouble. That's why we didn't play for a while. I mean, we all did, I guess, but sometimes some more than others. But
it just sounds like you got strung out on Monsters and you couldn't talk.
Yeah.
Dude, I had fucking 5 energy drinks at Hoof's wedding. And
did you overdose on energy drinks?
I seriously went to the hospital afterwards because I thought I was going to have a heart attack. And I said, you know, I have a prescription to Adderall and I took more than I should have. But I really think it was the 5 fucking energy drinks.
What was it?
It made me like...
Was it Red Bull?
maybe one of them was, and then I had like a monster, and then I had a rock star, and then I had a crumb juice.
You can't
like,
combine those.
Yeah, I was like, I had a full blown panic attack, and I never get them ever.
Yeah, so I took a lot of espresso.
Those things are hard.
Yeah,
you
like
know what I mean?
Yeah, it's sometimes stuff. Yeah, like if I drink too much coffee, like I'll get all jittery. Like I seriously felt like fucked up enough to go to the hospital.
Dude, there's nothing like drinking too many energy drinks.
What did they give you though? Like what?
Yeah, it is.
Well, what happened at the hospital?
Yeah. They gave me saline, flushed out my system, and then they gave me Ativan
and then a bong
to calm me down.
Through an IV.
What if they were just like,
yeah, like they gave
oh, dude, do a bong hit.
Sir, you need a bong hit.
I don't know if that would help.
I can't mess with energy drinks.
Yeah, but what about the guy in the room next to us? Okay, Bam's sleeping peacefully because they gave him an IV drip of Ativan, and I'm sitting there, like, still kind of upset, still kind of crying, and I hear in the room next to us that's separated only by a curtain, this man screaming his head off. I had a peek. His nose was, like, gone. He had the nostrils and, like, the little tip, and the whole bridge and everything else was completely shattered.
I wonder what the fuck happened.
I asked the nurse. He did a front flip on the
Skeletor
trampoline and smashed his face. So they're rebuilding his nose in the room next to us.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
And we were supposed to be at the sound show, so not only did we miss the sounds, but I had to hear that shit.
They wouldn't let me leave, and I said that the sounds are playing, and I really need to see it. And they're like, you're not getting out of here. We have to see if you're going to do all right. So they released me at 12:30, right when they fucking end.
Yes. It was a bad night.
Energy drinks can be really bad.
Energy drinks are the worst. Energy drinks almost made my fiance leave me, literally. Because I don't ever drink them, and I got drunk off Red Bull and vodka. And I came home. It's the only time I've ever blacked out, ever. And she said I woke her up, and I took my pants off to get in bed, and I folded them real nice and put them on the floor, and then pissed right on them, and then climbed into bed. And, like, it was the only time I ever drank Red Bull, so it had to be Red Bull.
I think they're going to make them illegal, like, cigarettes until age 18 eventually. They're going to start.
Man, I'm telling you, dude, I don't think energy drinks, like, they definitely don't wake me up. They just make me fucking jittery and loony bin.
Same.
Didn't you just have one like an hour ago?
Yeah,
like,
to see
no,
it.
Bam,
you know what?
Don't.
Because I was fucking tired, and I had one to see if it would work, and I don't believe that it did.
But I think the crunk juice,
Whatever happened to good old fashioned exercise, dude, to get your energy going?
Good old fashioned exorcism.
The exorcism.
No. That's what he needs.
Enemas and exorcisms.
The professional derby people from that video. Those people were awesome.
Yes.
Wait, what was it?
From the Roller Rager video. The fucking derby, the roller derby chicks.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
The She-Devils.
Dude, yeah, they stuck it out for like 13 hours filming with you guys.
Yeah, they powered it out. And
I'm glad
we did that green screen too, because we weren't even planning on doing it, and there happened to be one in the back of the production van, so we were like, let's just film some green screen while, you know, the video's already done, so let's just...
No one knows what it looks like because they haven't seen it yet, and most people don't know what green screen is.
Oh, dude!
Do you think? I mean, green screen... That's a France thing.
Do you know what happened today? I went to Iron Hill with Zach, and he has a shirt that says The Note on it, which we figured out later, but this old guy, like 80 years old, in a hooded sweatshirt, just comes up and in the middle of us like talking outside, and he just goes, in front of everybody, he just goes, "Hey, I have a note for you. Do you want it?" And he's just like, yeah, okay. And then he just goes, and then he just starts walking away. Yeah, and I was like, did that really happen in real life? And everybody just turned around and looked.
This is so weird.
He sang
a note.
Yeah, he reached into his pocket. He's like, "I have a note for you. Do you want it?" And he's just
a joke.
Yeah, and then he just goes,
he did it loud.
And then he didn't wait for our reaction. He just walked off.
Uh-huh.
He probably thought
you already heard that joke.
No, it took us, between the three of us, it took us at least 15 minutes to figure out
what
just happened.
We all just stared at each other. We're like, what? Did that
he
really
was honestly 80. Like, he wasn't like 55 and we're saying 80. He was probably
but he was fucking 80. Yeah,
literally 80.
Like, literally, he was probably like 112, but we're saying 80.
He's a comedian, though.
It was hysterical.
It really was funny.
He's the coolest old dude I've ever met.
And he hit a pretty high pitch.
Yay.
All right, is what I'm going to have to do right now is play this new sound song, and they sent me a copy. Me a copy.
Us. It said Bam and Missy.
Well, you're not getting it because it's watermarked, so if it ever leaks, then they'll know it's my fault. But this song, the first song, is already on the internet, so why not?
It's on the internet.
What song is it?
New Sounds. I don't know. You just put it in. I didn't read the name.
Make sure you...
No one... Something about...
Either way, it's awesome.
The new CKY record is coming out tomorrow.
Yeah, man. New CKY. Oh, and then when we come back, I'm going to tell you all about how I was supposed to go to the gumball and didn't go. Oh, man. What stories coming up?
What track is that?
Number one.
Track one.
No one sleeps when I'm awake.
Is that what it's called?
Yep.
CD player is still fucking broke, dude.
We'll go down to the second one.
No, then I'd have to turn off
that. That one always works.
Oh, dude.
Oh, come on, dude. Is it working?
We'll make it happen. Give it a little bit.
Shit's going down. Oh, Moxie show tonight. What time should we go?
Big show.
Hmm. Where's it in Cherrywood? You wrote Cherrywad.
Cherrywad?
I was like, where's the show tonight? Chad just writes Cherrywad. I'm like, where the fuck is Cherrywad?
You know where the Cherrywad is? Between your legs. Hey. The fuck?
What?
I don't know.
Did it work?
A cherry wad.
Where did that come from?
So here's the new sound. It's not out yet. And I fucking missed the show at my own place, and that's pretty pathetic because I was in the hospital.
No, what sound song is it? Say it again.
Track one, dude.
From
No One Sleeps When I'm Awake.
Does Sirius have it?
You have to hold the mic.
Does Sirius have it?
I said it three times. No One Sleeps When I'm Awake.
Yeah, but
track one.
Is that actually... Do Sirius have this song? Or are you the only one with it?
No, this is the only song.
Yeah, this is the only song that's available right now. But
it's not available tonight because it won't play.
It's gonna have to play.
Nah, it's not gonna do that. Why would it play?
Did it work?
Yeah.
See?
Hey, you got positive for fucking shit, dude. What's that, Jocasa teaching you all that positive A1 shit?
Is all this equipment turning into a lemon?
Dude, this stuff is so wrecked.
Did you buy it from Ryan G? Then it's a lemon.
There's like Novak's cum in this shit.
That might be true.
It is probably true, dude. All right, yeah. I hear the sounds.
Carver City.
Yeah, Moon.
I've seen people in-
Radio.
Bam!
Ryan Dunn. This is Ryan Dunn, and you've tuned in to Radio Bam. I have no idea why they gave us this stupid show. Whoever hired us should have their job title reevaluated, because they are a fuck-up.
That was a fucking sound, dude. It ain't even out yet.
All right, so me and Ryan Dunn were supposed to do the gumball, and we were flying into Dallas, and we went to the airport, and I just look at him, and I go, dude, Dallas sucks. And he's like, yeah. And we're driving to Florida, which sucks even worse. And we're like, fuck this shit. I look at the departures at the Philadelphia airport, and I just go, Newport News, Virginia. Let's go there. We've never been there. So I bought new tickets, flew to Newport News, Virginia, rented a car, drove to the Outer Banks in North Carolina, and skipped the entire gumball.
Wow.
Yeah.
What did you guys do in the Outer Banks?
I feel I burnt a few bridges because, you know, they're like, so you coming in? Like, yeah, nah. We're in Virginia. That's, you know, maybe we might drive down to Florida. Who knows? And we never did.
Did you ever let anybody know that you were coming?
I let them on the whole time, and I said we might be coming, and we totally didn't. And I never been to the Outer Banks in North Carolina, so that's where we decided to go. So the first night, there's we go into like fucking three bars that are playing like techno dance music, and I got pretty shitbag wasted. And I was so fed up with this techno bullshit that I went, me and Don walked into a club and they were playing more techno. And I just, the bartender's right there. And I just look at Don and I go, oh God, who's playing here tonight? Let me guess, DJ Shitstain and the Losers? Pfft, this place blows. Come on, Don, let's get the fuck out of here. And then we left. They probably thought I was such an asshole. And then at the one bar, there was a girl who was ridiculously similar to my ex-girlfriend, looked the same and acted the same, only this girl was like on way more drugs than
yeah, that's impossible.
And I'm
that
not
sounds scary.
I'm not kidding. The first thing she said, she comes up to me and Dunn, and we're sitting at the bar, and she just goes, last time I checked, you're the reason why I'm all wet. And I was like, ew. And then she's like, I need a trinket. I'm like, huh? She's like, I need a trinket. I'm like, trinket? Oh. And then I look at my rings. I'm like, I can't give you that. Annie McCoy gave me that, so I can't give you that. That's my wedding ring, so I definitely can't give you that. I got a ruby here. I'm not giving you that. And then Selena gave me this sapphire, so I can't give you that. And then I was like, and then I got two necklaces, and you're definitely not getting that. She's like, well, I'm not leaving here until I get a trinket. And I'm like, So I reach in my pocket. I had a fucking golf ball. I don't know why. I was like, well,
that's a trinket.
I got a winning golf ball if you want that.
Shadow box.
Well, sign it, and then sign my tits.
And then I signed the tits, and then she's like, that's not good enough. And then she had on jean shorts that are really short, and she's like, sign right here. And then she just, like, basically shows her pussy, and then I signed. Me and Dunn both signed it. And then
did you tell her?
She what? Did I, what?
Did you tell her?
Tell her?
Tell her.
No. And then she says to Don,
what does that mean?
I have no idea.
What are you talking about?
I have no idea.
I'm not kidding. She said to Don,
I'm glad I missed this.
She said, just made that up.
Is rape illegal?
And he's like, yeah, rape is definitely illegal.
Well, what if it's a girl on a guy? Me on you. Because
she
last time.
Like a sailor like that?
She had like a really raspy voice from like smoking cigarettes and stuff. And then she goes, because guess what? And she points at her pussy and she goes, because if you want it tonight, freebie.
She said, what?
Freebie.
No, she did not.
Freebie.
It would, no. It would be free tonight.
You didn't tell me that part.
Freebie.
To you or to Dunn?
To Dunn.
Well, thank God. Dunn.
And then we just started making shit up and I was like, dude, what if she was just like,
yeah, and you should favor the left and dodge all the crotch rot. Because I've had many strangers in that. And that's what the first complaint is.
This is what you and Don were joking, saying?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, I just came. Last time I checked, you're the reason why I'm all wet.
Freebie.
Did you get a picture taken with her?
She took one, but I didn't.
Well, that
too.
Means it's dude, out there somewhere. I was dying really to find it.
That's gross.
This is what she sounded like, Popeye.
If she's listening, send it to Ryan G, please. I want to see it.
Oh, and then we took a photo with her, and she just goes, I'm in heaven. Like,
ooh. She's by herself?
She was with, like, two tattooed dudes, and they were pretty fed up with her at that point. Because she was just, like, really obnoxious. Like, you know, just how my ex used to be.
Lou Goyle entered the building.
Lou Goyle.
Lou Goyle of the Maxi Pads.
Were you practicing tonight for your big show?
Wait a minute.
Cherry Wad?
Lou, why aren't... What is somebody setting your gear up for you?
No, we don't play till later.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're playing at 1 a.m. That's strange.
That's not true.
Last time I checked...
You want to be moved up?
I am.
Last time I checked, you're the reason why I'm all...
I'll push it up.
Freebie. You should
push it up?
Yeah.
I'll do it right now.
This is gonna be one heck.
I'm gonna push it up.
Oh, dude, that's what summer's all about.
Push it up, dude. We're gonna get
playing
there early
shows
now.
At 1 a.m. Yeah. Going kayaking. This is gonna be
total
one crazy summer.
This is gonna be one crazy summer, everyone.
It's gonna be awesome.
Buckle in now. We're on a ride. I know it's just
how
May.
Long have you guys been on air?
Oh, dude, 42 minutes and 27 seconds.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
What time you want to play? 12?
We even had a talent corner.
12:15.
As soon as I get there.
You missed talent corner.
You missed talent
12?
Corner, dude.
As soon as I get there.
It's a new segment.
11? 12?
What's...
I'll make them put one of the opening bands last.
What kind of
and
other
this
band?
Is in Cherrywood? I never even heard of that.
Yeah, Cherrywood in New Jersey.
Well, your text says Cherrywood.
My buddy Bullwinkle, dude. He's
like a father to you.
You got it. Can,
what did I miss?
Can Moxie play at 12?
We have talent corner.
I say yes. How's that?
Talked about the Lamborghini had mold in it.
Talent corner. You're Louis lookalike sang a song.
Where at?
right here. Only with way worse complexion.
Yeah, I'm Mike.
Oh, hey, Mike.
I missed your name again. Louis. Got it.
Mike Pleasure Nappy at MySpace.com.
Mike's like if Louis turned green.
Oh, I'm green.
Plus, Mike has better teeth than Louis, too.
He's got great teeth.
Look how white they are.
Oh, no, he's got a nice set of dentures.
He's got good teeth
himself. Not
better
dentures.
Shape.
Dude, do you do, like, Zoom whitening or something?
Nah. I brush them a bunch.
Oh, no.
It pays off, because they're really nice.
Well, these cigarettes definitely aren't helping my teeth.
China.
That's not
because last time I checked, they're turning yellow, and teethy. I believe I have a few cavities.
Yeah, me too.
Teethy motherfuckers.
Yeah. This is going to be New Hanoi Rocks Street Poetry. It's track two, dude.
Dude, we listened to that track in Finland on the tour bus so many times.
Yeah, and I love it. I love it enough to get a tattoo of Andy McCoy on my fucking arm.
Is this the song that Novak sings with?
Yeah, what did he say? Wait.
I forget the chorus.
Hey, Louis, do you still set your equipment up?
Might not mean nothing much to you, but it's a whole world to me.
Yeah.
But it's a whole world to me.
What track?
Two.
Oh, okay. There we go.
This is Hanoi Rocks, Street Poetry, Radio Bam, Truth to New Facts.
My tree. Might mean nothing much to you, but it's everything to me. I'm just reciting my street poetry. Might mean nothing much to you, but it's the whole world to me. I'm just reciting my street poetry. Might mean nothing much to you, but it's the whole world to me. I'm just reciting my street poetry. Might mean nothing much to you, but it's the whole world to me. I'm just reciting my street poetry. Might mean nothing much to you, but it's the whole world to me. Reciting my street poetry. Oh, faction, baby.
Hi, guys.
And now back to
Radio Bam!
Alright, dude. So Lawrence just showed up. Where's your Walkman? Put it on.
Put your Walkman on.
Lawrence, this is gonna be one crazy summer, dude.
Let's go through the list of all my nicknames.
Lawrence, Louie, Lou Bro,
Lou Goyle.
Lulu's my
Lyle Kelson.
I had to have Veronica write in Lyle Kelson instead of food order because I didn't want spit on my food.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You have some enemies.
There's
there,
haters.
Huh?
Yeah, you have the most enemies at the note that I've ever seen anyone have. Yeah.
What's so funny?
The fact that he just said he had to do that so he didn't get spit on his food because I know Chris chewed his ass the other night.
No, dude, that's the story you heard.
Yeah, and you already made friends.
Not with Chris. With
this
Tom
is all about a grilled cheese, everyone.
This is all over a grilled fucking cheese.
You're
going to be happy, Lily.
I made friends with Tom Martin again.
You better make friends with me because I just got you on at 12, dude.
Oh, dude.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Dude, this is going to be... See, that's what summer's all about.
Dude,
changing plans.
This is going to be one crazy summer.
Changing plans.
Summer.
Yeah.
We are
awesome. We're going to be shirtless.
That's a sick man.
So what did Chris say?
Well, he thought we were still fighting when we weren't, and then he just started it back up again, and then we argued for probably like a half hour.
Then Anthony chimed in, didn't he?
Yeah, well, he always does, but...
Who, Junta?
Yeah.
What a boner.
So Louis's birthday was last week, and I took him to a frat party in Newark, Delaware, and that's kind of close to... Baltimore, so I invited Novak to come up, and I said, Novak, meet me on Main Street in Newark in Delaware at Iron Hill. And then he goes, all right, I got it. And then he calls me back 5 minutes later. He goes, so I'm meeting you on Market Street in New York. And is that Maryland? I'm like, idiot, all of it's wrong. No. I really thought that he was going to go to Newark, New Jersey, and then it was all going to be my fault. So we went to this house party. You had fun, didn't you, dude?
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
It was a crazy time.
Yeah. It was fun. What a crazy summer.
It was like straight out of Can't Hardly Wait.
It felt like
summer. Only the house was shitty.
That's funny.
What? Talk.
Yeah. That I didn't
what's
get
the,
that
What's
comment.
The problem? What are you mad about? Are you mad?
You said you went to Iron Hill.
I did.
And a frat party.
Well, we got invited to one, so I said sure.
That tends to happen when you're with Lulu, doesn't
it?
Oh, dude, he was calling it too. Somebody was like, hey, man, we're having a house party right here. It's like literally walking distance. And then Louie actually goes, dude, if we go to this, then it's all going to be my fault. And she's going to think that I'm the one who did. And then I started laughing. She's not going to think that. And then what do you know? That's what she thinks. Do you hate him again?
Yes. No.
No.
Yes. I'm your conscience.
You hate him again.
No, she doesn't.
She hated me.
Don't put that in her head.
I did not hate you.
Then Novak shows up with a tattoo.
Why did I hate you?
It was Cinco de Mayo, and Novak got a tattoo that says Cinco de Fago right on his arm. Nice. What an idiot.
What a good guy. He's a winner.
What's up, dude?
I don't know. Missy's telling me that. Bullshit. I didn't believe her.
I think that we're going to have to play one more CKY song because it looks like it's almost time.
Well, yeah, man.
And I always wanted to hear Boardwalk Body, and now I can finally play because the album comes out tomorrow.
The record
does
come
out tomorrow.
That's awesome!
The fans are loving that track.
What, Boardwalk Body?
Yeah,
dude, they like them all, man.
Yeah, they like them all. Yeah, you know, that one they love more.
You know why they like them all? Because we like them all. And we know what a CKY fan should hear.
Oh, dude.
Chad, did you get a haircut?
You did.
Change your image.
I did?
Yeah. What a boner.
I'm trying to make it look like your haircut. I'm not there yet.
Yeah, Lawrence. Lou Goyle.
Mm-hmm. All right, track what? What is it?
Oh, dude, Boardwalk Body is track five. This is see, this is what summer's all about, dude.
This is
playing
what
whatever track you want.
Oh, it's crazy summer, man.
Curable?
Bam, I can't believe you.
Well, in the meantime,
call Radio Bam now at 877-PORN-BAG.
What's that? Is this kids?
I don't know.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Can you do it?
Faction.
Oh, dude, that was fucking awesome.
God.
Totally fucking. See, that's what summer's all about.
Jeez. Great summer. Yeah.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
It's summer solstice.
Yeah, man, that's a good one. Yeah,
that's my favorite.
There should be a video for that one.
Well, we were gonna, but it's kind of, you know, seemed kind of R-rated, I suppose. Yeah. Well, it's about a dead body, so, I mean...
Yeah, it's hard to make videos like that these days, isn't it?
Oh, dude.
Darn well try.
I mean...
So, back to my North Carolina story, when we were supposed to do the gumball and we totally called it off, flew to Newport News for no good goddamn reason, and then we rented a car and drove to North Carolina. Dunn and I wanted to golf, so we go to this nice-ass place. They look at our tattoos, and I found out from somebody else that it wasn't a private club, and the guy was looking at us. He had this bald head, and he was, like, pretty pompous, and he was just like, this is a private club. You guys can't play here. And I already knew that it wasn't. We totally could have. And he was, like, staring at our tattoos up and down, and I just go, he had a Band-Aid on his head, and it was disgusting. And I was like, oh, yeah, it's a privately owned club? Yeah, I know for a fact that it isn't. You just don't want us to play here probably because of our tattoos. Meanwhile, you have a minging-ass Band-Aid on your head, and it's dried blood. It's going to make you throw up. Come on, Dunn, let's get the fuck out of here. Who's playing that? DJ Shit Stain and Losers? This place blows. Come on, Dunn, let's get the fuck out of here.
So you're saying we should hit North Carolina up in a tour. It's pretty soon.
Well, you know what? Every place that we went to, we go to like a dive bar with nobody in it. Everybody would hop on their cell phones, and then 30 minutes, the whole place would be fucking packed. And the guy who owned the bar actually bought us a hotel room just across the street just so we'd stay there and keep drinking. It's pretty awesome.
That's awesome. What summer's about.
And that's what summer's about. You know, just winging it, dude. Going to North Carolina, changing plans. It's going to be one crazy summer.
Flip-flops, man.
Man, it's kind of time to go, dude. This sucks.
We can go watch the sunset, I guess.
Well, Lawrence is playing tonight at midnight in Cherry Wad.
Beginning of summer. We got to start the summer off right.
Should we get sparklers tonight?
Sparklers. They got so small. Sparklers are so tiny now.
Jesus. Jacob's like, I'll go catch a rainbow.
Yeah. It's a time, you know, we're celebrating.
You nervous, Louie, about your gig?
No, not really.
Hey, wait, you guys never got to defend yourself. Who was... Somebody was driving down Gay Street. And it's Louie and Jacasso playing fucking tag running down the street.
So,
tag, you're it on Gay Street. And we talked about it, and neither of them were here to defend yourselves.
The game we play is a game where we act like we robbed the place. It's a game where we act like we robbed the place.
It's gay chicken.
It looks like we did something bad, so it's like this. Whoop!
Yeah, it's a lot of juke and jiving.
That works real good on the radio, Louis.
Lauren.
The funny part about it was your brother on Radio Jesse, the Radio Jess Sirius.
Oh, because I wasn't here, so it was Radio Jesse.
But the funny part was that he was calling us out for being gay, and then no more than a day later, we're over at Jake's having brews together, all three of us.
Sounds gay to me.
Man, who would have thought the main star of the new CKY video, A1 Roto-Rooter, might be gay?
Not the name
of
the song.
There's not anything gay about
Roto-Rooter.
Chad, don't ever... You know what? Rewind that. We won't put that in.
No, we're putting it in.
Man, that's all right. All right. Bam has spent entire episodes dissing CKY.
I didn't diss no CKY.
You remember, dude. Back when you and Jess were arguing that one episode.
That was a long, long time ago.
Right. Well, kids still have it on their MP3 players and shit.
Well, they can play it, but that was a long, long time ago.
Nobody knows.
Maybe I don't mean it anymore.
We're having a good time these days, dude.
Yeah, I know.
The video's awesome.
It's awesome.
Thanks for doing
it. That's what summer's all about.
What's up, man?
It really does. It's a feel-good video.
The album is coming out soon.
Dude.
Tomorrow, you said?
We're feeling good.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow's not made.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
If you think about it in the future, it is.
Oh, you're right.
Go get the new CKY Carver City, and it's out tomorrow. Motherfuckers.
We're not playing any songs to get out of here, though.
Well, shit, if it was up to me, I'd play another CKY song. Why not? It's coming out tomorrow. How about Into the Woods? It's not the name of the song.
Where's your burnt copy of Carver City?
Jess gave it to me.
What, did you download it?
Because you didn't give me one.
It's such an asshole thing.
Jess did it.
Yeah, you download
the drummer of your band downloaded it and gave it to me.
It's probably not even good quality.
You guys gonna go on Gay Street and play tag?
We're gonna get an early start and get some tag in before the sun goes down.
And then you're gonna have a sleepover together tonight and call in your sleeping bags.
Can you guys handle the show?
As long
about
as there's pizza rolls, we'll be
there. That's what summer's all about. All
right, rock and roll.
All right,
you'll see it again.
Later, ladies and gentlemen.
Radio
Take care,
band.
Everyone. Be I'll safe and be well.
Serious. 28.
Another nudge in your ideals.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.